100.9 KISW and KISW HD1 Seattle. This is the men's room.
Forget it, man, and get with the countdown. Shake this square world and blast off for Kicksville. The strippers, the grasshoppers, the hip ones, all gathered in secrecy and flying high as a kite.
You're listening to The Men's Room with Miles and Thrill.
Rachel Casola standing by, caller 9-844-999. Ola will play Profile This coming up in minutes. And we've got your headlines on the way 1 hour from now. First, quick check into Mike Hawk for some of the stories and headlines he is not working on.
All right, McDonald's will be offering Disney-themed toys in its Happy Meals again for the first time since 2006.
I'm assuming they just struck a very tough deal with Disney.
Yeah, my guess. It says maybe the fact that Frozen 2 comes out next year has something to do with it.
Or Star Wars, yeah. Maybe?
Well, yeah, the thing is, like, Star Wars appeals to kind of all generations. Frozen is the kids, man. That's your moneymaker right there. Because trust me.
Yeah, and so are Happy Meals.
That's my whole point. Like, Frozen, that's your sales pitch right there. Mm-hmm. And they sadly, just, I'm going to have to see it.
The whole meal should just be Frozen.
It's your TV Frozen Happy Meal.
Right, it was.
Was it?
Well, I mean, I just assume, right?
Uh-huh. Yeah, if you say a Frozen Happy Meal.
I just wanted to bring back the little chicken nugget guys.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah. People yeah. collected those, man. Mm-hmm.
A man in North Carolina got kicked off of a flight, took off his shirt, ran out onto the tarmac, and tried to fight the baggage handlers.
Why? I mean, just come on. Man.
Because he got kicked off of a flight in North Carolina.
You're not
maybe
helping yourself.
He wasn't getting his bags back?
That might be what it is.
I don't know. Seems a little strange.
I don't know. What is the protocol for that?
Don't
if you get kicked off a flight, do your bags still go where you were going?
You know, I'm not going
to. Yeah, they're not going to take the time to unload. Like, right? If you got kicked off the flight, that's on you. Probably, right?
Yeah.
Right? Yeah. They're not digging through that to find your crap.
Knowing how heavy some of the bags are, the people that I've traveled with, I'm going to assume that you don't want to mess with her everyday baggage handler who picks up a 50-pound bag and throws it in the air every day
right before grabbing another one. Right,
right, exactly. Right. Like that would not be the gentleman I would want to fight.
Nah. But however, if you... Yeah, never mind.
That just seems real aggressive. You get thrown off the flight and then you go pick on the baggage guy.
Right? Why'd the baggage guy do it?
And the thing is...
And how in the hell did you get on the tarmac?
Of all the airport employees, all right? And I mean this before we're short. Of all the airport employees... They don't even waste their time pretending they're happy to see you.
No.
You know, other people don't kind of greet you. They're standing there like, you'll get your goddamn bags when the conveyor belt starts. But, like, they got their arms folded. They're leaning back. And it's understood. You don't have to be happy to see me. I get it, man. You're at work.
And they never have to be happy to see you because, strictly speaking, they never should see you.
Well, that's right.
Researchers in Australia just completed the most thorough research that's ever been done on the fable. Oh, my. Sorry, I didn't read that one. We're going to move on.
Oh, no, you got to read it.
Oh, come on.
Oh, what?
On the fabled...
Dad, you think it's okay?
On the fabled doorbell that some women have.
A spot.
G-spot?
Yeah.
Damn it.
There's nothing wrong with the G-spot, man.
It is to me. I don't want to say that.
It's a G-spot.
Yeah, they named a band after G-Lovin' Special Sauce.
And Kenny G was halfway there. Kenny G-spot.
Yeah. Like a G6. Like a G6.
Son of a gun. All right.
I invented a G-spot.
Their conclusion is that it doesn't exist.
Oh.
Extensive research.
They didn't find it.
I can't make a woman orgasm.
Was this all,
it does not exist.
Yeah, was this all dudes?
I don't know, man. It just says researchers in Australia.
Gee whiz.
Hey, Dad, we don't worry about it.
Mm-hmm. Nah.
Sheila will be fine.
There's a reason we don't say G-Day, huh?
Give her the old boomerang.
We say good day.
Damn it. A man in Florida tried to rob a 7-Eleven by pointing his finger at the cashier instead of a gun.
You know what? I'd be more apt to give him money, so I'm like, oh, this bitch is crazy.
I'm going
to
put a taquito on my finger, push the cheese out.
Silencer.
Yeah, exactly.
The clerk didn't give him any money, and he rode off on a bike. Last we heard, the cops were still looking for him.
Why?
Because there's some nutbag trying to rob people with his favorite.
I mean, I guess you can get him for threatening, right? But that's it.
Yeah.
That evening, an overnight
shift. Attempted robbery.
Yeah.
Right.
Is it attempted robbery if you say, give me money and I point at you?
Yes.
Or is it me making a really stupid request?
But was it a finger gun or was he doing like the in the shirt thing?
Man, the fact that the cashier didn't give him any money tells me that he just kind of gave him the finger gun.
Right, which means...
That's just stupid. Doing it in the shirt.
That's what I mean. Like that,
all right.
How is that even a crime?
You could do a show on the night and overnight shift at a 7-Eleven.
God, no kidding.
Yeah, right.
Just live camera video.
Thank you. Don't come again.
A new survey.
Same thing with like coffee stands, 24 hours. I'm interested who comes in there two in the morning.
A new survey found a third of us have experienced things like depression, anxiety, and loneliness after binge watching a TV show.
Yeah.
I don't know it to be true, but I would assume if I spent considerable consecutive hours alone doing nothing,
right,
that when it is done and that adrenaline rush has gone away, like,
right,
yeah, I'm just sitting in my house doing nothing.
I have the
same
feeling when I eat a whole pizza by myself.
Oh,
first,
I
feel
not.
Accomplishment. Then I'm like, what am
well,
I
what
doing?
What size? Large or medium?
I go medium.
Depends
about as
on
good
the shop,
do,
dude.
Man.
Okay. Depends on the shop. Right, Mike?
That's right.
You ever eat a whole medium by mistake?
Not by mistake.
No, I mean, if I'm going, I'm going.
Thinking it was what, Ted?
You know, you're kind of drunk. It's Saturday night. You're like, I have one more piece. I have one more piece. It's like, it's
the way
over.
It goes. By
it's
the time you got two pieces left, it's like, I ain't saving two pizzas in the fridge.
Yes. No.
Now I got to do it.
It was by mistake.
Here's a test. The average couple spends how much time, how many minutes a week having sex?
Less than three.
I read the study. I can't
physical
believe
physical sex?
Yes.
I think the whole thing.
Yeah, okay.
Or like foreplay,
yeah,
too?
I think the whole deal, everything combined.
From beginning to end.
You're going to love it, Ted.
All right. I'll say 45 minutes.
Thrill, you're going to love it.
10 minutes.
69 minutes.
Oh!
Nice. That's big.
That's biblical.
Yeah,
I like
that's
that.
Right. A couple in the UK placed an ad offering $3,500 for someone to give their 7 and 8-year-old kids the sex talk for them.
That's just sad.
Come on.
They wanted to cover everything from sex and condoms to pregnancy and transgender issues.
They're not going 69 minutes.
Yeah,
I mean, seriously, if you can't talk to your kids about sex, then you're so, you know.
Thrillist.com just put together a list of the most underrated city in every state.
Yeah, we saw some of that list, man, and we can't figure out specifically what their criteria is, because some of the cities, some of us have been to, and every time they brought up a city, the response from the person who's been there was like, oh, come on! Like, they explained the thing, like, Robin told us about one of the cities that's like, okay, they have like a quilting museum or something like that. And I'm like, okay, that would be, and it's not even interesting. You could say that's a point of interest in the town, but that does not make you underrated because you have the quilting museum, man. Come on.
Mm-hmm. A fire department in Tennessee had to rescue a man from about 40 feet up in a tree on Saturday night after he climbed up there to try to get his drone. They got him down safely, but as of today, the drone's still stuck up there.
Yeah, but the drone's on you, brother.
They didn't even bother getting the drone?
Even on this repeat, they still got the drone up there.
I thought they were supposed to rescue cats, not humans. And trees.
Yeah.
But he went 40 feet. He went 40 feet up.
Right. I'm thinking you got up there. You can get back down.
Well, you can't. You can get back down whether you slip or not.
That's right.
Lions can't.
What?
Mm-hmm. Lions can't.
That's how the Jaguars get them.
Yeah, they can climb up trees, but they don't go up very far because oftentimes they can't get back down.
So then what do they do? Like if they get stuck, they just sit there until they die? Or?
Well, the one I saw, it died.
How long was it up there?
No, it fell and broke its back on
oh,
another
Jesus.
Branch.
And the okay. Other
all right, that's aggressive.
Wow, okay, sorry, man, I didn't know.
All right, do you guys make your beds?
Sometimes.
Yeah, every day.
I did it today.
Every day.
37% of people say that they always make their bed according to a new survey. And only 7% admit that they never make it. I rarely make my bed.
I think once you start doing it, you're kind of in.
Yeah. It's one of those
I think
that
you're
you
more right about that. Because it's probably 4 or 5 days a week now.
Yeah.
And just because I know it only takes however long it takes. It's like, you know, just make the bed.
Two shoplifters in Phoenix were arrested after they ran from the cops and jumped a fence into a police station parking lot.
Yes, they did.
Brilliant. Ooh.
Tried to hide, too.
Yes.
In the police station parking
lot. In the police station parking lot.
They'll never find us here, see?
It seems weird that you need a fence around a police station parking lot.
But people now really we understand why they do it.
People should be messing around with police cars, period.
Maybe they do it because they know if you supply a fence, idiots like them, like, ooh, let's just climb the fence to get away from the cops.
It's in a rough neighborhood, Ted.
It's like putting it's like putting bait on the trap, you know what I'm saying?
A man woke up in his house in New Jersey after having spent all night at a frat party in West Virginia and found out that he had made an expensive mistake.
Yes, he did.
I'll tell you all about it 1 hour from now.
Thank you, Mike Hawk. Headlines are on the way 1 hour from now. First, the game is
The Men's Room presents Profile This.
And Stephen Throw Hill, can you please tell everyone how Profile This is played?
I sure can, Miles. It's a simple game where we share with you a real-life news story, something that happened right here on planet Earth. And as you listen to the story, based on the stereotypes you believe to be true of people and the decisions that people make, we'll ask you what it is you think makes the story a story. Hello, Anthony. Welcome to the men's room.
Hola.
Hola. All right, Anthony, you understand how this here game is played?
certainly do.
Fantastic. Here is your story. In this case, it involves a 28-year-old transient. He broke into a business in Van Nuys, California on Monday night, and he used the computer to watch porn. But instead of watching porn online, he brought his own CD that was filled with pornography. And I would just like to point out, that is a man with a plan. Now, the owners of the business, as it turns out, they live upstairs. So the wife found him. She went downstairs, noticed the computer was on, and then when she turned the lights on, there he was, shucking the corn. Naturally, she screamed, which got the attention of her husband and her son. They tackled the guy, held him until the cops showed up. He also, by the way, took some cash, so he's facing burglary charges. Do you believe that this masturbatory predator is black, white, Mexi, or Jew?
Where was this? You said in California?
Van Nuys, California. It's just outside of L.A.
I'm leaning white on this one. What do you guys think?
He broke in. So he did steal some cash. But the reason he hovered around there, they have a computer. He had a porn DVD.
Was it a store, a house?
It's what? A store, but the people that own the store lived upstairs. So the bottom's a storefront. I don't know what kind of business it was, but they live upstairs. He broke in, grabbed some cash, saw they had a computer. And instead of surfing for porn online, he had his handy DVD that I take it everywhere I break into, slid it into the computer, and went to business.
Was it a DVD or was it an old school like CD-ROM that had a bunch of porn
pictures? I believe DVD.
So he had a DVD. He breaks in just to watch it there.
That's as I understand the story, yeah.
And then they arrest him.
That is correct.
Ah, man, there's not a ton to go on here. Van Nuys.
Yeah.
Van Nuys, I could feel like, could be anybody. I also feel like that's where they film a lot of porns. I don't know why I had to break in to see one.
I can't believe he's only 28. I mean, that was the one thing I'd say. Like, oh, he's got a DVD of porn. This guy's going to be like 50.
Right.
55. Like, that would be my natural. I would think this is an older guy, not real tech savvy. Still has his DVDs.
Part of me is also thinking, what the hell was this DVD? It must have been that good.
Right. No, I'm transient, but I will not give up this DVD.
I'm going to guess white.
You know, so I used to work at AT&T, and one time a white guy came in and was watching porn on one of our display phones. So, seems like a white thing to do. I'm going to go white, final answer.
Final answer. You sure, yes, Anthony? Sir. All right, we're going to find out if he was black, white, my. Mexican, or Jewish next.
That was a tease.
You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
Hola, bitch, hola. You have entered the men's room.
Profile this takes us to California and a homeless man who happened to break into a business there and decided to get on the computer and check out some porn. He had a DVD, CD, something. Either way, he got down to business, but unfortunately for him, the family lived upstairs above the business. So the mom, I guess, heard the ruckus downstairs. Comes down, dad comes down, kid comes down. I guess they hold the guy down, and eventually he was busted.
That is correct. And Anthony, we asked you, did you believe this guy was black, white, Mexi, or Jew? Hemmed and hawed a little bit, but in the end, pretty resolute. You went white.
Mexi.
Yeah, Southern California.
Mexi.
Okay.
Van Nuys.
People that were familiar with Van Nuys, comments came in, 100% of them said Mexi. Said if it was in Van Nuys, it was Mexi.
Now for all TV news all time, time for TV Time with Tim.
And now, because your pathetic life is confined to countless hours in front of a talking box,
Armageddon.
The Men's Room presents TV Time with Ted.
I think one thing that's fun to see in any sports arena, disrespect. Now, when I say that, I mean it's just kind of fun to see it. I don't mean like punching some dude or telling him his mom's a whore or something like that. But when you see good, can you say tasteful disrespect?
Sure. Yeah.
I mean, I don't know. It's so disrespectful, the audio you're about to hear here, listen to here. Dilly-dilly. So James Harden plays for the Houston Rockets. He crosses up a dude. And as the announcers say, like, he falls over, and then Mr. Harding just kind of stares at him.
I think it was certain to work.
I thought it was going to be...
Oh, man, Harden. Oh, he stared at Wesley Johnson, and then he hits a three. Wow. He put him on the deck, and then he hesitated.
All right, so go to the Men's Room Facebook page and check out that video, because what you have to see, and I was watching this game live, is that when Harden... When he crosses him up, like the guy falls over.
Kind of trips over his own feet. Just right. Takes him right out of his shoes.
Right. And he steps back to the three-point line. But then he just stands there for like a second and a half with the ball in his hand and just stares at the dude. Like, nobody kind of reacts. And then Then he finally puts up the three and swishes it.
Well, that's what makes it worse is that he swishes the three.
Yeah, I mean, if so you're gonna miss that bucket,
what, right? Then it's not. It's like F you, ha ha. But the fact that he made the shot as gracefully as he did, you're like, yeah, dude. There's no way to look cool. There's just not.
Yeah, and I mean, seriously, watch the video. That way, it is just brutal. And I think Harden tried to say afterwards, like, oh, I was just seeing what he was doing or
making
something.
Making sure
he was
okay.
Like, he's not, right. What wow, you said today, like, I think at first he was checking to see if he was okay.
Like, did I just break his ankle?
No.
All right.
Look, even if you, for real, broke somebody's ankles, I still think the first instinct when you cross somebody up like that is to be like, oh. You know, I'd feel bad later. But, like, in the moment, that dude crashes to the ground.
In the moment, you don't know.
It's like dunking on someone, if you could. You know, you just probably just like, rah!
And then you see the highlight, oh, man, my testicles just hit him right in the face. You know what I mean? Like, my bad, man.
Yeah. I think it's better when you see, like, a big dude get dunked on.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
You know what I mean? And like, sometimes, man, I feel like nowadays, especially because it's so prolific now, I feel like a lot of guys are smart enough to get out from underneath the hoop.
Yep.
But there's sometimes you just don't know the trailers with that other dude. And you, by the time you turn around, somebody is just dunking in your face.
Yep.
But either way, that's got to be one of the most disrespectful things to see. Mike, by the way, Mike, I would say one of the more respectful human beings I know. Mm-hmm. Mike,
if you're not a gorilla, sure.
He laughed his ass off at that.
Yeah, he said I wasn't disrespectful at all. It's the other guy's fault that he didn't stay on his feet.
I think
I was like, God damn, that's even like, you're making it worse.
I think there's a lot of crap like that in sports where if you don't care and you're really not invested in it in any way, like you don't understand why there's no excitement in baseball. You don't understand why, like, a bat flip is a big deal to everybody.
No, he understands the game. He was just like, it's that guy's fault. He couldn't stay on his feet.
Oh,
no,
it is, man. You're in the NBA. Yeah. You can't stand on your own 2 feet. Come on now.
Right.
It's ain't child's play. This is the pros.
It's the league. I mean, right. I feel you, dog. Yeah. It's just not the reaction I was expecting from Mike Hawk there on that one. You know what? And kind of bouncing around here. Some days I bring it up, some days I don't. But maybe we should get back into the top 10 SNL skits of all time.
What number do we make it to?
We should be on number.
Do we want the
four? Right. I think we're.
I skipped one.
Well, I thought we were counting from 1 to 5.
Right. We started at number one. Mm-hmm. Right. We played number two.
Right.
Went ahead and skipped three.
Yeah.
So should we play three? Should we play four?
Maybe we should play three. Look, it doesn't have to be done in 5 days.
It'll just get done eventually. Three, number three. All of time. Come on, Jim!
That it doesn't work for me. I gotta have more cowbell.
Don't blow this for us, Gene!
I'm standing here staring at rock legend Bruce Dickinson.
Can I walk, baby?
And if Bruce Dickinson wants more cowbell, we should probably give him more cowbell.
Say, baby.
And Bobby, you are right. I am being selfish. But the last time I checked, we don't have a whole lot of songs that feature the cowbell.
I gotta have more cowbell, baby.
And I'd be doing myself a disservice and every member of this band if I didn't perform the hell out of this.
Guess what? I got a fever, and the only prescription is more cowbell.
That is Christopher Walken is the other voice you hear, and then Will Ferrell, obviously. What year do you think that skit came out?
Oh, 98.
Close, 2000.
Damn.
Yeah. Yeah, that was a great skit there.
Only done one time, really. They did a bunch. Basically, the setup from that skit, from what I can remember, was VH1 did a show called Behind the Music.
Right.
So they were kind of parodying that. They did one with when Will Ferrell was Neil Diamond.
Oh, that was great.
And it was the same thing. That one, I think, was the bigger one, like, you know, Behind the Music, Blue Oyster Cult, whatever it was. But, like, Will Ferrell was like, you know, like, he's talking about, like, oh, God, like, Love on the Rocks or whatever, and he's like, I wrote this song about a hooker in Tijuana.
Right.
Left her on the side of the road after I decapitated her.
Right. Love on the rocks.
Ain't no big deal.
Behind the Music. Right?
Yeah.
Exactly.
All right, he's in that weird porn, the kind you can't get through the mail or whatever.
Yeah. Reverend Blue Jeans.
Right. Yeah. You're right, man. The more cowboy. But some of those one-off skits, I mean, that's the other funny thing about Saturday Night Live that we've been talking about when doing this list, which one day you might find out the whole list.
We're going to get there, one day at a time.
But yeah, it's funny how many of those skits like stick in your mind, and you're like, God, that was unbelievable. And then it's like, yeah, they only did it like once.
Yeah, one time. And it has that much thing. And people still quote, I need more cowbell.
Yeah, it's like the NPR ladies from, you know, like, oh, the sweaty.
Sweaty ball.
Yeah, I think they only did
Tom
it twice.
Tom Sweaty.
They only tried maybe.
Pete Sweaty.
Sweaty.
Yeah, with Alec Baldwin. Alec Baldwin, by the way, he's getting a new talk show 5 days a week. But you have to remember, he had one on MSNBC, and he got fired from that one. I think that was only like 5 years ago.
I don't know how well he'll do with that. I mean, who knows? He does well at many things, but the characters he plays and at least the image he puts forward that we see, they're very similar.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? So I don't know what that show would be.
Right. And I think Alec Baldwin, I think he's doing well right now doing all the President Trump stuff. But right, like people like that character if it was President Trump. Like I think if you put him on a show 5 days a week, you're gonna find out again, like maybe you don't really like Alec Baldwin.
He's also got 9 kids under the age of 4. I think he needs to get out of the house as much as possible.
I need a job. I need to get out of here. This is crazy.
That is always a famous sketch, though, with him and Pete Schwede, and they are on NPR. Another fan of NPR is Zach Galifianakis, right? So he likes NPR, he listens to it all the time, and sometimes even NPR can bite back, as he told Conan.
I'm listening to NPR.
Mm-hmm.
I have a T-shirt on of the station I've donated money to.
Not sure.
Supporting this station. I gave $500 to the station to get this T-shirt from Bangladesh.
Yeah.
So the radio's on, and there's these critics, and they get ready to review a movie that I know that I'm in. I say to myself, I should turn this off. But I listened to it. And this is what one of the critics said. Let's hope this is the end of Zach Galifianakis' career.
Really?
The second critic goes, I hope you're right. And then one time, a friend of mine sends me an NPR link, Kai Rizdahl. He follows the paparazzi around for a day, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the paparazzi gets a call. Hey, we got Zach Galifianakis at Rose Cafe. The paparazzi guy goes, no thanks, that's coffee money. Stop making fun of me, NPR!
That is very weird. If you're listening to something you like and they're specifically kind of...
They don't like you.
Yeah.
The whole idea of Between Two Ferns was the idea of PBS.
Sure,
just
absolutely.
Ripping off an old boring stage with a, you know, two ferns and...
Yeah, 100%.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, it's just funny because I do believe him that he has PBS and NPR shirts and this and that.
Mm-hmm.
And then, they're just kind of ripping on him.
I hope it's the end of his career. Me too.
Great. Thank you, NPR.
Yeah.
Now we've gotten real things accomplished.
Jerry Springer, who's always very, one thing you got to give Jerry Springer, whether or not you like him or don't, he'll always remind, you know, nowadays, people, he'd still be a mayor of a major city, right? Because no one uses checks anymore.
Right.
But Jerry Springer has always been very honest about what his show is, right? And he's like, yeah, it's kind of stupid, this and that. But he was doing an interview with the Daily Beast, and basically he just said, quote, like, it's stupid. But he says he doesn't get the elitist criticism, which I kind of like. Basically, I'm going to paraphrase it for you, but basically he's just like, look, man, everybody does this insane stuff.
Right.
And he's like, you know, he's like, the people on my show, they aren't rich, they aren't famous or good looking, so we call them trash. And he's like, if a celebrity was doing the same thing, we'd be saying, oh, my goodness. You know, like, this person, we would look at it completely different
sure.
if they were rich people.
They need help. Yeah. They're going off the rails.
Right. Well, I mean, because some of the show, right, is like, oh, you know, a guy's cheating on his wife with the babysitter. You know, it's like, right, so that guy's trash. But like, you and McGregor are still all right.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah. Like, Arnold Schwarzenegger.
I still wonder about that couple that's sitting in Dayton, Ohio and says, you know what? I cannot believe you're having sex with a babysitter. You know what we should do? We should drive to Cincinnati and get on Springer.
Sure.
You know what I mean? Like, that's the follow-up thing where I'm like,
keep
whoa.
In mind, generally, they don't know. They know he's having an affair, and then they bring out the babysitter.
Okay.
And then the room goes crazy.
So they don't know why they went to Cincinnati initially.
They know why they're there.
Yeah.
How would you not know why you're there? They've never not surprised a guest on that show.
That's what I'm saying. Like, hey, let's go to Cincinnati.
Here's the ballerina from Tijuana.
The world that we're having sex with a babysitter. Like, I'm going to cancel on that trip.
But then again, to be fair, for the people that watch the show, you'd meet those people later. They'd want to take a
let's
picture with you. You know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
Like, dude, you're the guy that danced when you found out it wasn't your baby.
And he was the mayor of Cincinnati. They taped a show in Chicago.
Right.
It's like a free trip to Chicago. You're going to get to be on TV. You know, and who knows, right? If you're just dating, maybe it's like, oh, he's going to propose to me. And then it's like, no. He's hooking up with a babysitter. Yeah,
he
I got
proposed
say
to your sister.
Right, exactly. I was just about to say. No, he's hooking
Who's
up with your sister.
Who's also your babysitter?
All right. How deep does it go? I don't know, man. Jimmy Fallon has a lot of funny skits. This one I like. He's got real news anchors, okay? But what they're doing is just reading fake headlines. So none of these stories are true, but it just these are actual news anchors reading these kind of fake news headlines.
I'm going to read the next news story like my teeth are crazy glued together. Adjourns, clurs, kerber, turnity, turdy, tur, tozen, record, her.
The FDA reports that raw cookie dough is now legally considered a vegetable. So if anyone judges you for eating it straight out of the fridge, they're an idiot.
In personal news, check me out. I'm reading the news with my eyes closed, and I'm nailing it.
Two men in ski masks entered a bank today, but they weren't robbing it. They just had cold faces.
In other news, me, a big boy. Me put on suit. Say big boy words. Me be important. Me important, yes. Big boy important? You betcha.
Breaking news, it's now illegal for anyone to call themselves a model slash DJ.
Battle up, gang, because that's a phrase I say now.
Let's take a look at the five-day forecast. And now, let's take a look at my head on a pigeon's body.
I wish the model DJ was a real thing.
Oh, my God. I'm a model, so you're on a board.
Yeah, well, I mean, I've
seen that business card before. DJ, dog groomer, dog walker, babysitter,
Jedi Knight,
wedding planner.
Yeah. I kind of like, I like some DJs that just like, they have regular 9-to-5ers too.
Sure.
But if you ever ask them, they're just like, no, I'm a DJ.
Final one,
but entrepreneur. You get the difference in how someone says it. Like, this guy DJs.
Mm-hmm. Right.
As when, yeah, man, I tell you what, I'm a DJ. I'm a, well, no. I automatically don't believe it.
Yeah. And I mean, that's a tough genre to get into.
Yeah, it is. Because the people that do it are good.
Yeah.
Make a lot of money.
Yeah. Like, you can't suck and do that.
Do you know why they make so much money? The big time DJs?
I would guess just on the crowds they draw.
It is the best business like plan ever, right? So if you're a major rock band, right, you're Metallica. All you're right. going to make a ton of money off your tour, right? But you have to spend millions hauling that set around.
Oh, right, right.
Now, if you're a, let's just say Tiesto, right? That's an easy one to name. Like, when that guy shows up in Vegas, the club's already got the lights.
They do.
They already got the sound system.
Okay. He just shows
He's
up with the music
He's going to fly in on a jet
right?
with, like, his two buddies. They're going to hydrate.
It's easy, for the it's easy for the club, too.
Right. That's what I'm saying. Like, those guys, right, they're just stacking cash. It's such an easy business model. Just fly in. The
There's
stuff's
no
there.
Middleman, right.
Right? Like, mm-hmm. you plug in and you play. Not saying I could do that job. I'm just saying it like that is.
Yeah, you could do it. You could do it, though. Go through, right.
You don't have to pay, like, 9 million people.
Right. I mean, even the Backstreet Boys, when they're doing their residency in Vegas, right? Like, they got to set up a set and everything.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's true.
Yeah. I mean, I would think that's why a lot of acts, when they go to Vegas and do those residencies, that's probably they got to make so much money. You don't have to change everything.
You're not doing it all the time. Yep. There's not travel expense, all that stuff.
Yeah. And, man, when you talk about bands like Metallica or U2, I mean, the amount of tractor trailers they use, it's just insane.
One of those tractor trailers from U2, just Bono sunglasses.
Probably.
The weird thing about that, we were having that discussion when we were in Vegas about how cool it would be to have that exact scenario where Nickelback was starting a residency. So you come in and you're doing how many ever shows. You don't have to go on the road. You can get a hotel room and stay in that one hotel room. And then we thought to ourselves,
yes,
at least
the
I
room.
Did.
I get the feeling that they probably,
do a little better than that.
Yeah.
But you're still in Vegas. And after two or three days of Vegas, Vegas is hard on you if you're not on tour and you're just there. You know what I mean?
But so don't you think you get used to it?
You have to manage it. You have to figure out. You have to be able to figure it out.
I think they don't party as hard. I mean, because at this point, look, they're professional.
It's work.
Whether you like them or not, they are professional. This is their thing. And now I will say, if they know the next night they have off, I get the feeling they probably take advantage of everything Vegas has to offer. But otherwise, man, like, hey, no matter what, I get up every day, play in Vegas. The crowd's there. We don't have to travel. I'm not on a bus. I got my own place. And then, yeah, every fourth day, fifth day, I'm going to go crazy.
Go get my pump on.
Yeah, I think after a while, because I've had a couple friends that live there. And, like, a couple, like, they were just like, well, one guy was crazy. He partied all the time. But I had another buddy who lived there, and he was just like, man, you just get so used to it that it's like they basically, like, hate it going to the Strip anymore. Sure. Either they worked on the Strip.
Right.
You know what I mean? I forget which hotel, one of the massive hotels. But he was just like, you kind of, like, almost become numb to it. Plus, I just don't know physically, because everybody, when they go to Vegas, the same way you are, I am, right? Like, you're going to go crazy for 3 days. Right? You can't sustain that.
No.
No, you
that
know it's time to leave.
Fact. That is a fact.
All right, Family Feud always does great things. Sometimes they have good combinations of people. I know, Thrill, you're going to be excited about this one. The Kardashians and Kanye West are doing a celebrity family feud.
Oh, boy.
Yay!
I know what you're thinking, but is it Kanye West already kind of in the Kardashian family?
So it's the West against the Kardashians?
It's Kris Jenner, Khloe Kardashian, Kendall Jenner, Grandma Mary Jo Campbell, I'm sure we'll know her soon, and they say a cousin.
Okay.
Damn. Can't even name the cousin?
Not big enough yet.
God.
This is the launch of Cuz's career.
And then Kim and Kanye are going to have their own team, plus members of Kanye's family.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, I don't know, man.
I'm out.
I will say this. If you're Kourtney Kardashian or Kylie Jenner, it's kind of weird. Kris's 83-year-old mother, that's Mary Jo Campbell, she must be smarter than them because she got the call and they didn't.
Oh, damn.
She was available.
Yeah, and you know what? If you're going on Family Feud, I'd take Grandma with me.
Sure, I want to go on a feud. I want to play the feud.
Would you play the feud over Jeopardy?
Well, the feud's going to make you feel a lot better by yourself than Jeopardy is. I would try Jeopardy, but you're just going to leave there feeling like an idiot.
We got no shot on Jeopardy.
What about Wheel of Fortune, Jeopardy, or the feud?
Well, ultimately, Price is Right. But
I think I would take Family Feud. I'm confident enough I could beat the other team. Wheel of Fortune is just the luck of the wheel.
Yeah. But you got to be able to spell. That's my issue. I'm never
Wheel
picking the
Wheel. Wheel of Fortune, I do crosswords. So I think I'd lend it. That would be the game I'd be better playing, but...
All right. So. I'm with you, though. Price is Right is the correct answer.
That would be the one I'd want to play.
Let's go make money.
Thank you, Tim. We appreciate it. We got your headlines coming up with Mike Hawk. You are listening to the Men's Room Radio Network.
The Men's Room returns with Miles and Thrill. Now, let's see what's happening in the real world.
All right, here we go to Panama City, Florida, where neighbors see dad and daughter having consensual sex in the backyard. Meanwhile, a man blacks out and takes Uber home. Then a $1,600 charge appears on his card. Up in Alaska, climbers realize Denali is covered in 75 years of human waste. A Russian woman hates rivals, so makes a cheesecake with a poisonous taste. And a school bans kids from touching snow. It is time for your headlines.
Now, it's time to hit the headlines. Here's Mike Hawk.
All right, our top story tonight. A man woke up in his home in New Jersey after having spent all night at a frat party in West Virginia and found out that he had made an expensive mistake. He knew that he had racked up at least $200 bar tab after having drank all day and going to the bar, but then he made the mistake of calling an Uber to take him home from West Virginia campus to his home in New Jersey, a mistake that costed him over $1,600.
You sure you want me to take you to New Jersey?
Yeah, just drive.
Give me a home. Do it now.
Did a little bit of research. That's at least 355 miles that he made that Uber driver drive.
Oh, yeah.
Plus, he took an Uber XL.
Did he really?
Yeah.
Oh, damn.
Nice. Like the biggest one. I mean, this is like typical guy from Jersey.
You're going back to Jersey. You can't get in like a freaking Prius. Are you kidding me?
I did like, I think he tweeted back out or something like, I got to go get my bag. So hopefully y'all ready for me again.
If I'm that Uber driver, I'm pissed that I got that call.
Why? That's a huge fare.
That is, but now I got to drive all the way to New Jersey from West Virginia and then back.
You might be able to take him back.
And it's the middle of the night.
I'm with Miles. I think that's a big enough fare. You're happy.
You got your money out of that.
Well, how much of that do you actually get to keep?
But, I mean, I don't know the percentages, but it had to be worth it.
You made money.
Yeah.
Or you never would have done it. You said, like, next.
If you're not making money from that, like, I ain't driving to Jersey, player.
700 miles in a night. Come on. Around the world, another fine tale out of Florida. A man was caught and arrested for having sex in the backyard of a home that was not his own. However, the woman that he was having sex with was his own. It was his 19-year-old daughter.
Mike.
The pair were arrested and charged with incest.
That's...
What state?
Florida.
Panama City.
Panama! Yeah.
God damn it.
Reach just down to find that officer. Between my legs. See back.
Just to find that officer, I find this couple having sex. It's like, all right, IDs both of you. Oh, no. The last name is the same on both of these.
Are you a married couple? Why did she call you dad?
Yeah.
I feel like that's an angry, like, you're going to jail.
Both of you.
Consensual part.
Climbers of Denali up in Alaska have been creating a bit of a problem. An estimated 36,000 climbers over the last 60 years have left their waste up on top of the mountain, and new research has found that not all of the waste is actually decomposing.
It's frozen.
Exactly. So new rules are being put into place to allow a single crevice that climbers can dump into.
One crevice to another.
They've been throwing them into multiple crevasses, and then they've got streams that are filled with poop bags.
Right.
Right.
So eventually that water, you know, like anything else, flows away from that area.
Muddies the water a little bit.
Yeah, so to speak.
True environmentalist.
That's right. That's it for your headlines with that. Mike Hawk is out.
Thank you, Mike. We appreciate it. We'll see you next time for the return of Ted versus the FCC. Bad jokes profile this. And once again, we will drink a toast with a shot of the day.
Yes, indeed. It is all true. But in the meantime, we be all about this business. So until next time, please do what you do best. And for Aletha's sake, stay beautiful.
The Men's Room has been taped before a live studio audience. Wardrobe and makeup provided by Mantastic Limited. This has been a presentation of the Men's Room Radio Network.
Oh, man!
A Double Flush production.